We're going to think about our gospel reading this morning. And it's all a question of who are you, really? And if you just remind you of the gospel reading, we have a situation where John the Baptist, if that's what you want to call him, is in jail. And he sends his disciples to Jesus to ask him a question. And then Jesus says an awful lot of stuff about John and about us. Okay, so we're going to do that this morning and have a look at that. And the big question is, who are you? Okay? Now, I'm going to start off, hopefully if it works, with a video clip from Alice in Wonderland. Okay? And it's the clip where the, a caterpillar is sat on a toadstool, smoking a pipe, asking Alice who she is. And of course, you've got to remember, Alice has come down from her world to this new world. And nobody knows who she is, and she doesn't know who anyone else is. So let's see if we can get it to go.
No, sir. I've changed so many times since this morning, you see.
I do not see you. Explain yourself.
I'm afraid I can't explain myself, sir, because I'm not myself, you know.
I do not know.
Well, I can't put it any more clearly, for it isn't clear to me.
You? Who are you?
Well, don't you think you ought to tell me... You are first.
There you go. That says it all, actually. I could go and sit down now, but... that's the question that John asked of Jesus. He sent his disciples, and he said, basically, who are you? Who are you? Are you the one who was expected? Are you the one? That's the question John wanted answered from prison in his shackles. Now, all the way through Jesus' ministry, Jesus is asked this question. You may not realize it, but in different forms, he's asked this question all the way through his ministry. So, let's go to where he was on the sea, in the boat, asleep on a pillow, and the storm came up with the disciples in the boat, and they were afraid they were going to lose their lives. And they wake him up. And he stands up and he calms the wind and the waves. And everything is dead calm. And they say to him, who is this? Or if you read it in Matthew's Gospel, what manner of man is this? Who is this, basically? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Who are you? We go to the end of Jesus' ministry, and you get the high priest and the Sanhedrin, and he's been arrested, and he stood there in the Sanhedrin, and there's a big sort of semicircle of seats, and all the high priests and all the various levels of priests are sat there in the Sanhedrin, and the high priest is interrogating him. And Jesus is in the front, in the middle. Tell us, if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. In other words, who are you? Tell us. Well, if you put all the accounts of the interrogation together, in all the Gospels, you get something like this. If you are the Messiah, tell us. Well, if I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. I charge you under oath. By the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. You have said so. And I think at this point, Caiaphas rips his cloak in frustration and goes red in the face and jumps up and down. Are you then the Son of God? You say that I am. Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am. In other words, Caiaphas wanted to know who Jesus was. Who are you? Are you the expected Messiah? And Jesus says, I am. You know, when John was baptizing Jesus, he says, I saw the Spirit come down on him like a dove from heaven. And when Jesus was walking by at some point later on, he said, look, the Lamb of God. And then later on he says, this is God's chosen one. I baptized him, I saw the Spirit come down on him. He's God's chosen one. And yet John is in prison at the end of his ministry, sending his disciples to ask Jesus the question, who are you? Because John had upset Herod, hadn't he? He decided to preach about Herod's moral behavior. Herod's a leader of the nation, a king, and he's behaving badly. He's not following the law of God. He's supposed to be Jewish. So John has a good preach about him. You do that to somebody like Herod, a fanatical tyrant. Can't get the word out, tyrant. Yeah, who's quite keen on killing people off. And you're going to end up in jail and you're going to be silenced. And that's what happened to John. And it seems that while John was there, he started to get sort of doubts, really. Is Jesus the one? Have I spent my ministry kind of doing all the right things? Have I chosen the right man to proclaim, to prepare the way for? And he sends the disciples, doesn't he? Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else? Tell me. Just tell me. Now, Jesus didn't just tell him. Because the last thing that Jesus seems to want to do is to tell anybody, I am the Messiah. I am the Blessed One. He doesn't do that, does he? And it took Caiaphas a great interrogation to get him to say, are you the Son of God? I am. But what Jesus says is, go back and tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Go back and tell him all this stuff. It's all about faith, isn't it? You will know me because of what you see and what you hear. Not because I say to you, I'm the one. And then Jesus goes on to say, blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. In other words, have faith in what you see me doing and what you hear me saying. And then you will know who I am. Of course, one of the things about what we see him doing and hear him doing is going to the cross, isn't it? And rising from the dead. So we can have that faith. John was in a place where that hadn't happened yet. So it was all about what Jesus was doing on the earth, healing the dead and the preaching. It was all about that, wasn't it? that showed who Jesus was. But we can look at the cross, and we can look at the resurrection, and we can look at the ascension, and we can know who Jesus is. Jesus said, though, about John, about those who were born of women, there isn't anyone who's risen who's greater than John. There isn't a greater man than John who's ever been born. And if you like, as he said, he is the Elijah who is to come. The Elijah. In other words, he is the prophet Elijah again, proclaiming the Messiah, just as it was prophesied. So what Jesus has done, isn't it? He's turned the question round and he's said, who is John? So John has sent him his disciples and said, who are you? And Jesus has said, do you know who John was? Who did you go out into the desert to see? What was it that you went to see and to hear? Who is John? He's the Elijah who was to come. But he's also less important than the least person who has entered the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that a remarkable thing to say? Whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. That's you and I. Isn't it remarkable to think that Jesus considered you and I of greater importance in the kingdom of heaven than John the Baptist, who proclaimed his coming? Who are you? Who are you? When Jesus went to Caesarea Philippi at the end of his ministry, he took the disciples with him. It's in the north of Israel, at the near the Golan Heights, that we call the Golan Heights today. And on one side you've got the Roman gods, and on the other side you've got the Greek gods. And in the middle you've got this sort of river and spring of, and it's a beautiful place, and they worship Pan, the god there. And Jesus took his disciples there and stood in the midst of it all and said, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Here, you've got all these gods around you. Who do people say I am? Who am I? Who are you? And Peter, of course, as we know, said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are the expected one. The question that John was asking, are you the expected one, the Messiah? Or should we wait for someone else? And Peter's answering that question. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Peter had been on the ministry for nearly 3 years, and he'd seen and he'd heard. And he'd had the Spirit inspire him, and he knew who Jesus was. Isn't that amazing? So who do you say Jesus is? That's the question, isn't it? That's the question Jesus asked. Who do you say I am? And that's where we end, really. Because who is Jesus to you? That's the main question, isn't it? Who is Jesus to you? Is he the Messiah? Is he the risen one? Is he the one who was expected? Is he the Son of God to you? And then the other question is, are you least in the kingdom of heaven? Are you in the kingdom of heaven? Who are you to Jesus? Amen.